Next steps, new business. We've talked about a couple things. I think it would be, based on the discussion we had today, really good if we could have, say, John Colseth, the county assessor, come and talk to us about levies and actually how they work, what the 1% is plus new construction, because that, you have to factor that in. It's not a lot, but that also is added on to what the amount you can collect. Mm-hmm. And then how the whole levy lid lift works, and so on and so forth. Do we need to have somebody come talk to us about elections? Because that would be Mylene, and she could also talk. Maybe we could have Mylene and John Colseth come together.
It would be interesting to hear.
And so maybe at the next meeting, we talk with the group and with George about crafting some specific questions so they can come prepared to answer those questions. To meet that, maybe they can come together, because they kind of tie together mm-hmm. as far as election cycles and then the whole levy process, whether it's, you know, what can you do with a lid lift, what do you have to do with the new levy, all those kind of things.
So you guys could probably get Mylene to come after work hours just because of George, but I don't know.
Oh, John will
John.
Come.
You think John will come?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it John?
Colseth? I'm sure he would. So,
okay.
I can double check with him. And then the other person we, I think you suggested, and I think everybody agrees, it'd be nice to have Norvin come talk to us as a new fire chief. Mm-hmm. We heard from Brad, we've heard from Jerry, but it'd be nice with a new chief just to see where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And I'm actually having lunch with him tomorrow, so I could even ask him if you think that it, I think it has great value, since it could be laid in his lap mm-hmm. to really hear what his perspectives are.
So I would love to see if he can come on the January 2nd. So Nathan, mm-hmm. can you, well, you're, since you're seeing one of you guys reach out and see if he's available on the 2nd to come talk to us.
But if you're seeing him tomorrow, you might as well.
Yeah. I'll ask him.
If for some reason he doesn't come up, I will.
He's also a medic, right?
He's
a paramedic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I believe they ran a combo department, fire, EMS, wherever he was from.
Yeah,
he
did.
Yeah.
I talked to him about that.
Yeah, let's see if we can get him next meeting.
I got to start saying EMS fire department.
Thank you.
I told you I would do that right now.
Thank you.
Yes. Rescue and fire.
Yeah.
It should have taken a while.
He's getting me changed.
I tell you what, I was really proud.
That was because Mick, at one of those meetings where we had Chief Williams come, Scott Williams, there. We were talking about that with him, and talking about the rising number of EMS calls, the declining number of fire. Rick tried to get him to change the name of his district to Orcas Rescue and Fire.
Got it. Have a medical focus. Yeah.
Fire.
Hey, George.
This is Bernie, George.
Oh, how are you? Back from the dead. Yes.
Come on. My chauffeur came to
see
you. Oh.
Hi. Hey, Bryce.
Hey, nice to meet you, George. Nice to meet you.
We were just about ready to wrap up. But
I know. I figured I just about to
hey. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, end of the meeting.
I'm just here.
Have a seat, Eileen. At the what can I get you guys any water
here now?
Water.
Chuck had an exhortation.
Yeah,
we could probably discuss the.
We could do that.
Yeah, so I think it probably would be worth that discussion.
So if you look, no, that's okay. It's a fair. Yes.
No. But actually, timing was great.
It was
so it really is good, George.
So the one item that we really wanted to discuss tonight was the item number 4 there, which was regarding should the town and district start moving forward looking at annexation process. And that came out of our joint meeting last Wednesday. And they tried to get Chuck to say, yeah, you guys should start doing that last week. And he says, no, we need to do full keg.
Yeah, so Chuck said he was pretty noncommittal on that.
He was.
Make any decisions at that meeting. And I said, yeah, that makes sense.
And so that's the one. We were deferring until next time, since there was only 3 of us here again tonight.
Yeah.
And we don't see what the urgency is at this point, being that next week is Christmas and the week after is the start of New Year's, and so we're going to meet again on the 2nd of January. So we were going to wait, and we had some concerns with them starting that discussion. on a couple fronts, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but we heard Duncan indicate that there has to be a reason why the voters in the town would want to raise their property tax levy. And it has to be, you know, he could sell, he figures part of it on using the savings or using the money that normally they collect for those taxes and pay for the district is to do road improvement projects or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But he thought it'd be a much better sell if they could package it as a deal. This is a step in the direction of whatever CAG recommends. The district commissioners said that they've been exploring or have discussed the idea of annexation for the last several years while there's been, you know, this agreement with the town. Mm-hmm. But they've never pursued it beyond that. And so they're asking, I guess, for us to say, do we think they should move forward with those discussions? The concern we had is if you get out in front of this without a recommendation, then people start to talk. And if you don't have a plan in place, it can backfire on you.
So I would agree that it makes more sense within the context of the whole plan rather than a step without a plan. So if it makes it easier for Duncan to sell it and if it makes more sense, which it probably does, to present the whole thing, maybe they shouldn't. But I think if we know that's our recommendation, the board's going to say this, and, you know, that's the plan, they can talk as a board about, you know, it's two boards mm-hmm. talking just to get their mechanics figured out, to assume that if they're going to do it, what it's going to take. I mean, I can tell them what it's going to take. Well, we know what the process is.
And I kind of told them that you had already talked with the district over in Chelan and had ordinances and resolutions and everything else.
You show them just what they
do. But they were talking, you know, they said you'd have to get a hold of attorneys and do all of that.
Have to do it through their attorneys. Yeah. I mean, it has to be their guys doing it. But that's why the process could start a little earlier, but I think they can't sell it publicly until they have the whole package.
And the concern is if they start talking attorneys and paying for attorneys, mm-hmm. then it gets out to the public.
Oh, it will, because it's going to come up in public meetings.
Right.
So the minutes will reflect it.
Right, and then there's 3 months before we come up. And if Duncan really feels there's only a one opportunity, Is it worth the risk? And I guess they have to make that decision.
It probably isn't necessary to jump the gun either. I mean, I don't know that they need to do anything that takes so long as a process that they have to start so much earlier than any of the rest of this, because what really is the urgency here? I mean, we've all kind of agreed that they have the time to do it right. So why would they want to rush it and possibly more as a result? You know, that doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. What's the advantage of a couple months, 2-3 months head start?
Did they have any reason, did Duncan or anybody have any reason for why they might want to go earlier?
Not that I recall off the top of my head. Not that I recall. I think it's more that this has been one of those things that I think has been bannered around a number of times throughout the years.
Well, the fire district has been talking about it for a long time. And they, I understand, but I don't see why the town would necessarily feel compelled to start.
He just said much of the work on this can be done now, so that if the CAG recommends moving forward, that it is ready.
I guess what I would suggest then is they do anything they can do in the background, but not in public session. If they want to contact their lawyers and get to do stuff that doesn't require that they meet as a board and talk about it publicly, but they can.
My honest sense was that there was an agenda, there was a motion, potential motion, of this alignment of another group starting down a pathway. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was actually, because one of the fire commissioners said to us, and what about this motion that you guys won? We said it wasn't our motion. My real perception of it was Duncan was trying to appease to some degree the possibility of, instead of starting your own committee, we could at least maybe take this piece.
Oh, I see. Was to head off the let's do our own parallel committee thing and instead say, well, we can start doing some things without a parallel. If that's all it was, I thought they were over that parallel committee.
They are.
So that we don't really.
They are now.
Right.
No, I mean, at the beginning of that meeting, maybe not.
No, I don't think so, because still one of the public hospital district commissioners is still pushing for a more rapid process, and I think that came out of that segment, not out of out of fire segment.
Is he still thinking those thoughts, or that particular commissioner?
Oh yeah.
There's no way we can shut it up.
Well, I think Chuck did. I think
that's
I think Chuck
hoping.
And Duncan actually did it, and that was part of I think the give back was that piece. That was really my underlying understanding of kind of what went on in the dynamics there.
Yeah, if we need to do anything, I would check to make sure that that's the case.
Yeah.
This guy and everybody else is pretty much on board with, let's not do the parallel thing, let's let the committee do its work, and when the committee's ready with its report, we'll do what's appropriate in the way of action. So, you know, and any one of them is interested can learn what the process of annexation takes and how to go about it and who they need to talk to and stuff. But I don't really think it's timely for them to start talking about it in a public session about why they want to put this on the ballot.
I think that's enough to convey to Chuck.
I would think so. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that help with what
you're saying? That's what we're saying.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement.
Okay, we're on agreement.
Then the last place we were was talking about next steps and going forward. So we're going to see if Norman can, the fire district, can come talk with us on the January 2nd, which is our first meeting. And then we are hoping that at that January 2nd meeting, we can talk about some questions that we maybe like Mylene to answer regarding some election stuff and timing. And then also
better get questions soon.
Yes,
for that, if I may suggest.
Okay. Well, not until we would get the questions prepared on the 2nd, and then maybe for the 3rd Wednesday, which is whatever it is in January, if either Mylene can come talk to us, the 16th.
Yeah.
And then also see if John Colseth could come talk about some of the levy stuff as well.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
So. And so we were talking about at the January 2nd meeting to come up with some of those specific questions that, that we could give to the two electeds earlier so we have time to prepare and and give us good information.
Okay. Yeah.
And so
one question we probably can answer to now, but maybe not, was just what is the deadline to submit something for the fall election?
November election.
For the general
it's
election.
The day of the primary. Which will be the first week of August. First. Off the top of my head, what the date.
So it's pretty late.
Yeah, relatively.
I mean, it's relatively late.
It's earlier than it used to be.
So if you were doing, you make your recommendation at the end of March, say, then that would give them 5 months?
Four.
You've looked at the petition into the annexation procedures. Is there a petition required?
No, it's just a resolution. By
and an ordinance,
the,
right.
Yeah, and an ordinance from the town. So the resolution by the fire district and an ordinance from the town. Yes.
These petitions are what take time.
No, this doesn't require a petition because they can enact it as a legislative
body. Yeah, that was really good information, having those two pieces. I mean,
That's
well, I knew it would be important. I mean, it was the first thing I thought. I've never seen what they got to go, what hoops they have to jump
through. Yeah, no, that is good stuff, and I think that's going to end up to be a lot of the driver of the document.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think we've already agreed to meet on both the 1st and 3rd Wednesdays in January, so that would be the 2nd and the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're on to public comment.
Yeah, we probably need some subcommittee meetings on a couple of things you know, along the way outside of those meetings, especially to write the report.
Right.
So that's going to happen.
And I'd like to bring something up, too. That, so, as I know you all appreciate that I've been struggling about this medicine piece and the piece that, and my real concern is, you know, it's shifting from potentially a five-person board that actually has some physicians on board, now whether they're strong in the medicine side or not, but then it's going to go to a 3 right now committee board that really has no medicine on it.
Right.
So I called Katie Holstein from the state, the EMS director, and week before I asked her last Monday, and she got back to me this Monday, and we had about a half hour, 45 minute conversation, which was real good. And she actually ask a lot of questions. What made up the board? How did the CAG come about? Who are the CAG members? How were they brought in.
So she's curious about our process
yes,
as much as anything.
Yes, she is, because there's a lot of things going on within this county that the state has been fielding over the past 2 months.
Relative to EMS.
Relative to EMS, mm-hmm. yes. She said, I have.
Well, specific to this island.
Yes, this
right.
island EMS. Mm-hmm.
Yes, this island EMS. And she says, I have numerous calls that I have to return that are out there. And so I didn't get into details of that, but I explained to her my concern that as you go forward in these kinds of organizations and so forth, how does medicine stay protected? How does the quality of the medicine ensure that it's out there and it doesn't get held up? And it was interesting because we, the company I work with, had an interviewee of a paramedic from an organization over in the mainland, and he's been with the organization for 16 years, of which he was 5 years he was a firefighter, 9 years he was a paramedic, and he's looking to move on because he said that the thrust of the organization is much more driven by people that squirt hoses rather than people that stick IVs.
It's typically.
Yeah.
Typically.
Yeah. So I thought Katie, and I really like her. She does, I believe, an excellent job. She is politically savvy and so forth. She said a couple things. She said, one, she said, do you have your charters? Do you have your pillars of a foundation built? In other words, do you have a document that says three or four things of absolutely what you want to accomplish with each and every goal? You know, financial viability and sustainability, service level and medicine, whatever you want. Is it posted on your wall and so forth? And I talked with Chuck on this because not knowing that he wasn't going to be here. And he said, you know, it's probably a good idea for us as we're starting to draft our document is get on a wall the things that we really feel are foundational to make certain that everything that we drive to the document is encapsulating all of those kinds of things. So he suggested maybe we think about what we want on that. The other thing that she said is that she would be willing to come visit us.
Wow.
Mm.
And
really?
That, because then she would share what the state has and mm-hmm. how the state looks at this and what are the requirements of the state. You know, she says that, and I'm paraphrasing, so for accuracy, but you know, Dr. Sullivan is our employee per se. He is our individual that assures that the medical quality and so forth is supposed to be there. So
it's his license that's at stake.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, but he's also representing the state in that mm-hmm. Their set of rules, regulations, and all those kinds of things. So she would be willing to come up and sit down with us in January and talk with us and present from the state's perspective, from EMS's perspective, by the state, what we should be looking at as maybe how we're driving this. In fact, she was, I think, kind of enthusiastic. She was the one that actually recommended that she could come up and sit down.
Sooner
with the
would be better on that.
That's my
because
thought
where
as
we
well.
Are in the process already, I wouldn't even have thought to ask her just.
Yeah, because
two
I
months ago.
I wouldn't have either, but so
it'd be very valuable.
So would it be worth the 16th to see if she might be available, and or could we be a little bit flexible if she isn't, if I get some dates and maybe
I would
we,
see if there's any Wednesday night or something. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll do that.
I actually talked to her too on something different. I had a different question. It wasn't about this. It rolled into this because she said she had talked to you.
Okay.
and she had said that she is getting about a call a week from somebody from San Juan Island about EMS and would like to come up and do a public meeting.
Does she want to do something answer. Publicly? Yeah.
Well, that's what she said. If people
kind of
are interested.
It is a different thing. We really talked about internal to the CAG.
But she would want to, if she's going to come up and do both of those
things
then
right.
that's something that's going to take some scheduling and planning.
Right.
And, site to do it in. And all
why don't I see what she wants to do in total, and then maybe we can help facilitate at least a partial of that and so forth. But she's very willing to come up and sit down and
cool.
talk with us, and I'm hoping that I'm hoping that it gives some design to how medicine can be.
Well, it wouldn't hurt if she was on board with the things that we're talking about doing.
And, you know, I know exactly what you mean, and if we present, you know, at the end of the document, all the people that have participated in it and are representative within the document, I think it can also go a long way to ensure, you know, that people feel like everything has been explored and so forth. So I'll do that. I'll get back in touch with her. And actually, I said, Chuck, the chair, would make the formal request and so forth. But I'll do kind of the video.
Can we back up one step, though? That's really exciting news, but part of your discussion started with the three-member fire commission not having a senior medical guy on it. Should they be five and have a couple of medical guys?
Well, I think...
Right? I mean, isn't that...
That's
the beginning of
That's my second and third step, and maybe their value statements and their goals and their objectives also portray that. Yes.
Let's talk about that soon, too, because that's going to be an report. That's a record. That's a process of its own.
I agree. And maybe Katie can share some light on what she thinks works well with the state, because she sees every one of them. I mean, we want to ask how this state does its work. Katie's going to be the one to tell you. So, you know, when she comes up, it would be good to have a lot of maybe those questions and so forth. But yes,
but we're
absolutely
kind of straddling that issue right now.
Yes,
not coming down one side or the other for whatever reasons. But I mean, either there are going to be some changes, which I guess there will be on that board either way.
Mm-hmm.
Or we should force the changes by recommending this expansion.
Yes.
I don't know where we are right now.
I'm going to double check since I've talked with Bellingham and Skagit again. They had talked about their board makeup, but they had to have a medical person on. That was part of their chart. Mission state, I don't know what it was. They had to have one medical person on the board. I'll find out exactly what they've got on that.
Okay. There's logic to it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you legally require that, though.
You put it in the ordinance.
You would have to have one seat dedicated to that or something. I don't know how you go about doing that.
That's a good question, too. So before we decide to do it, we have to figure out how you...
And their role isn't really medical, even on the board. You don't have to be medical.
Well, no, not like medical control kind of medical, but
right.
Medically knowledgeable. A background in medicine as opposed to a background
I mean, expanding a board from 3 to 5 is not particularly complicated. But I don't know how you...
No, but it's a process.
It is.
Is there anybody else? I mean, it really sounds like we're going to actually get the meat of a lot of good people coming in January. Are we going to miss it? Are we missing anybody else to string out to February? And then all of a sudden we're generating documents.
I am not opposed to meeting more than twice in January.
I'm not either.
Just because it's getting down to the wire.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if we're talking about doing Norvin on the first meeting,
yes.
And then we're talking about potentially John, Cole, Seth, and Mylene in the second meeting, the 16th, that probably takes up both of those meetings. And then bring in Katie. Mm-hmm. If we try to get it all done in January, then it is a third meeting in January.
Yeah. And it's either going to be like
the 23rd or the 30th.
The 9th, I guess.
Be the 9th. The 9th, 23rd, or 30th.
The 23rd, depending on what Katie's availability is, and just work around it. Sorry,
you can't. I've gone 9th and 20th and 30th.
The 9th and 30th? Well,
9th and 30th. I'm...
So the 23rd is sounding pretty good for you, okay? Yeah. Here? Good.
You can't write a document like this together very easily. If you split up the table of contents, assign out who's going to write what.
That's how it's going to work.
You can do that on your own time or in committees, and then use the plenary meeting here for.
Yeah, we're going to need a couple of different committees to do the actual drafting.
Come up with a draft for your section, and ensure they're going to leave comments. You can do that all by email.
Yeah, that's okay.
I didn't. It wasn't a whiteboard.
It was no whiteboard.
It was no whiteboard.
How would you involve that?
Oh, goodness.
OK. Okay, is there anybody else we want to add to the list of people we want to hear from as we're working through this document?
Those are big ones. Colset.
I don't know of anybody else we've talked about bringing in.
Holstein.
Norton was obviously first on the list.
Did we never came up with, kind of a new business, but we never actually said who was going to be the subcommittee to start drafting the report.
Well, Chuck and I said that we would take pieces of it, but it would have to be doled out. So what I thought we would do is come up with the table of contents, basically, and then dole out pieces.
Do you think, is that something you and Chuck could do before the 2nd? Probably not. You're leaving on vacation.
We're leaving Saturday, not back till a week from Sunday, so I'm not.
You know, it would be something exciting you guys could do on your vacation.
My lady.
Grandchildren, write a report.
Sorry, grandchildren.
Love to see you again.
Oh, that's not the way you were going to go.
It's your choice,
not
mine.
So, you know, if we can get together sometime the week of that meeting,
okay.
We probably will, and we can do some stuff by email, but that's about it.
Well, New Year's is the day before, and then you got New Year's Eve, so it's sort of
so
a
so we have really
week.
Nothing going on.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But, but maybe you can do a little bit of coordination at that meeting, and certainly
right.
afterwards.
Well, that's what I was thinking, is I can email back and forth with him about when we might want to try to pull something together to get at least that draft of the table of contents circulated. And we're talking about it by email. That would be yes.
Okay.
And then we can sort of start assigning folks to section.
The only other person, and I, since we've heard from Dr. Sullivan, I'm not certain that we need to, because I don't know if she would stick to the fire side of it as well, but Dr. Haslip, the Olivia, is now their MPDD.
Well, she's the delegate.
And so she's really the one now that's administering the health care to EMS currently. So I just as a thought, I don't know if we would like to talk with her or not. I don't know if there's value in that or not.
In theory, it's supposed to be through Sully, right?
Well, it steps up to Sully as the state agent, right, to get to the state, to get to the EMS side of it. But it is, you know, it's kind of her right now that's the...
She lives in Port Townsend, I want to say.
Squim, yes,
that's right. So you'd have to do it probably on a night when she comes up to do training.
Yeah, training, or she's, or she happens to come in before or after shift of something in peace.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's the only... Actually, we do.
It's a really short flight.
Actually, we do.
Who is it? Olivia.
Olivia.
I can spell it for you.
Yeah.
After I have it. It's HAESLOPE, I think.
You're close.
Close. I think it's close.
If not right on. But she's the only other one from the medicine side that I think is there. But I don't know how much.
How much more would we get from her than
Unless she sees something going forward.
I guess if she happens to be here, it's convenient to work her into a meeting or something, then great. That might be fun to hear her perspective, but I don't think it's going to be much different than what
we heard. Probably not. Yes. And then I can't really think of anybody else. I think Eileen and whomever the other gentleman you're talking about from the assessor.
Possibly the elections office.
That is my name.
That's my name.
Well, Camelin might have something useful. I don't know. Might be able to get all of it from Mylene. Mylene would certainly
depends on the questions that we come up with that Mylene can have her staff answer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, come up with a list of questions.
Yes.
If Mylene can answer something.
Sure. Yeah.
Bring the answer, bring
Camelin. Yeah, that's huge.
So what I hear for next meeting is that we're going to have Chief Collins.
Yes.
We're going to have we'll have to have a session on developing the questions we have for both the assessor and the elections office. So we'll have to have a time to do that.
I would give a whole night to Colset, though, if you can get it.
Because he's going to be able to answer a lot of those really thorny questions about levies and stuff.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the next agenda.
Sorry.
So that's okay. So I have Chief Collins. We have questions for the assessor and for the elections office. And then we would hopefully maybe have time to look at a table of contents or something. Oh, you have a budget. You said you're going to have the budget.
Yep.
And then a framework for the plan or a report.
Yeah, well, hopefully by whatever the second meeting in January is, we'll have circulated that by email to everybody.
It's quite a bit.
It is quite a bit.
Good stuff, though.
Well, it's important that we get started.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Katie is exciting. Too, so.
It is. She's probably got a few days worth of business to do here.
Well, it sounds like she's getting enough contact here. She's got at least a public meeting.
I mean, she said, Mitchell's, well, what's your question? I said, oh, I'm asking.
Okay, what are you
want? It was kind of like that. Yeah, I was.
San Juan Island, really?
We, our health officer had a basic question about who appoints the medical. And I said, well, let me find out. So I got the RCW and I got the WAC and I had some other questions.
Didn't obviously Board of Health? Or
well, it's not the Board of Health. Yeah. It's actually the Department of Health does, but there's a process to go through. And so we knew that Dr. Sullivan was not doing some of the work up here at EMS. And he was like, well, who do we talk to then? And I said, well, I don't know. So that's why I was calling. I didn't know about the delegate and that, you know, there's a process for the delegate. He has to, I mean, so, and so that was my question to her, but it kind of then
morphed into
this other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. She indicated more than one a week.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. So.
Anything else? Any public comments? Excuse me.
Just here. Thanks. Other than the little tidbit I gave you on fire service. Right.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Mylene, do you have any?
She's just my driver.
Let me ask you. Darcy Gabby on fire districts right now.
I thought you were looking at grandchildren.
That's what she says. She's looking at.
Okay. Just a quick comment. The reason I'm doing this is because I'm putting in my application for the temporary chief that they will be going for, and I figure I need as much information as I can to catch up because I retired from work 2 years ago, so that's the thing. Yes, we have. I didn't know if that would come back to you or not or whatever. And since my wife Leslie is in the ER working here, it would be just something that would be something I would enjoy doing and like to get back. EMS has been in my background for basically this is my 42nd year doing it. And so with my hand in the ring, well, I figure I better put up or shut up, so that's why I'm here.
What's the process for that, Mick? I knew that they were looking, or I don't know where they're at with naming an interim chief.
They interviewed three of us, Kyle, myself, and Carl, here with Noah, the chief, and Commissioner Edwards. And it was not a unanimous decision, so decided that the next step will be that we'll interview in front of the whole commission in executive session sometime in the first part of March. I mean, January. And so that's the next step as far as I know. So.
That matches my understanding.
And when, I mean, they're going to appoint an interim and then is Jerry stepping down?
If Jerry puts in, you can help me out here.
Actually, I'm amazed. Apparently, the most convoluted system I've seen, but there's no position, but they have the severance in the budget and they're interviewing, but there's no position to pay or fill. Okay.
they assured me, and I'm sure this is knowledge because it was said in front of us, that they want to have something in place and he will be doing it once something is in place, so that it's clear. That's pretty much.
I don't know if I should comment or not.
Not if it's something.
Yeah, not if it's something. Yes.
Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything I'm telling you was public.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. That's perfect. Thanks, Mick.
Yeah. I understand there's a lot of problems. I heard the background. I've been doing a lot of shifts on Lopez and everything else, and so I'm pretty clear on that part. It's all of this part that I wanted to be a little bit more familiar with.
Let me ask you a question for the group here. Because we are trying to get so many people in January, is Norvin in our ranking of the individuals? Who would be like high priority down? And the only reason I'm thinking is because if people are available in different time slots, is Norvin the one we should get in first, or just?
I just thought Norvin would be the easiest because it's only 2 weeks away.
Well, the thing about it is the meeting's on the 2nd.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'd love to see Katie first, whenever she can.
Right.
But I don't think it's reasonable to think that the day after New Year's or first
and,
working day after.
Or, and also the assessor.
We haven't got the questions developed yet.
Okay.
We can't ask Mylene and John to come to a meeting without
thank
questions.
You. Okay.
But I think my questions will be really easy. I think John's will be more.
And I don't think it's a problem having both John and Mylene in the same meeting, because I think, yeah, she's going to have dates and process. After that, it's easy.
Okay.
But John might have some stuff we want
to
hear.
Good points. To me, it's those are, in my estimation, Katie, John, and Mylene are the real thrust right now of questions and mm-hmm. ideas that I don't have.
So I would say that, you know, for Katie, if she can do the 16th, then we push John and Mylene to the 23rd.
Okay. Give her the 16th
yes.
and or 23rd. Yeah. Does that work for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, what's this about the 23rd? Are we having three meetings in January?
That's kind of what we discussed, yes.
We're talking about the need to
Nathan.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just it's been a long day, let me tell
it's
you.
It's on the recorder, you'll hear it.
He just got dinner eating in front of us.
I know. Sitting here eating my sandwich for you guys. Okay.
Yeah, so we're talking.
Is that why you're?
Yeah.
We're talking at least three meetings in January.
Yeah,
right
no,
now.
That's fine with yeah. me. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like most of these people, someone here has a personal connection to, so that makes sense to be, for you guys to ask. But if there is someone on here you want me to ask and reach out to, let me know.
So what I heard is Rick's going to ask Norvin tomorrow, since he's having lunch with them.
Yep.
You're going to then reach out to Katie as well.
Yep.
Mylene's already nodded yes, and I can talk to John Kolseth.
Dan will talk to Mylene, since no one knows her that well here.
So I will do John.
All right.
Okay? So you have no one to contact?
Yes, I'm free and clear.
You're free and clear.
Yeah. Possibly Olivia, if you decide.
Possibly Olivia. So.
Yeah, if you could figure out what she's doing with her schedule.
Yeah, that might be helpful.
I can do that.
Or do you want to do that?
Yeah, I can do that as well.
Okay. Well, geez,
okay.
Man,
do and you're doing all the budget work too.
This is great.
Yeah, yeah, but I also have a call.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Thanks for rushing over.
Yes.
Yeah. I have to tell you.
And you're feeling better. The main thing, are you feeling better?
I'm feeling
better. We are adjourned.